Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Well, we continue our examination of the life of Elijah, which we sort of backed into, right? Because James described Elijah as a man like us, a man like us. And boy, we're about to read an account about him. Probably won't get into the wild part today, but will tomorrow, definitely. But, you know, folks, we just underestimate what God can and desires to do in and through those that are true believers. You know, we'll read about various things in the scripture and go, okay, well, yeah, that was for them. I understand that, but he would never do anything like that through me. And you're totally wrong, okay? You're totally wrong. The Lord really, really does desire to move in amazing and powerful ways to His praise and His honor and His glory, okay? So we are in 2 Kings now. We just finished 1 Kings. We're in 2 Kings, first chapter, the first verse. And it says this, "Now Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab." So we've seen where Ahab died, and we saw where Ahaziah, you can say it two or three different ways, that he is now the king and now reigning. So Moab and Israel had a bit of a deal, a bit of a covenant, but they rebelled now against Israel because the king that they made the covenant with had died. So there we go. Verse 2 says this, "And Ahaziah fell through the lattice in his upper chamber, which was in Samaria, and became ill." So apparently he had an accident. Okay, and he fell through some lattice. So he's up in the upper chamber, and these upper chambers were used for, they're like cooling chambers. You know, the cool breeze would blow through and this kind of thing. Something happened. He fell through it, and it said he became ill. When we hear the word ill, you know, we think of disease, a sickness along that line. This word right here actually can mean sick or to be weak or to be severely wounded, which is what happened to him. So Ahaziah sent messengers and said to them, "Go," are you ready for this? "Inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I will recover from this sickness." So remember what we'd seen about him earlier, that he worshipped the pagan gods. He worshipped the Baals, the Baals. And so what does he do? He's got a serious injury right here. Something's happened to him. And now he's sending his messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, Beelzebub. You ever heard of Beelzebub? Everybody goes, "Wait a minute, I've heard of that before." Literally means Lord of the Fly. Okay, Lord of the Fly. And he was the god of Ekron. Excuse me. So he sent his messengers to go to this pagan god to see if he's going to recover from this. Verse 3, "But," oh yeah, anytime you see that word "but," you pay real close attention to it, right? "But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite," well, here's Elijah again, because, you know, we'll see him for a couple of chapters, then he disappears for a couple of chapters, and then he comes back, okay? So Elijah the Tishbite, the Lord appeared to him, the angel of the Lord said to him, "Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria and say to them, is it because there is no God in Israel that you're going to inquire Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron?" Now, just little things here show us so much. Ahaziah is actually the king of Israel. He's the king of the northern kingdom. He fell in his house that was in Samaria, and Samaria was the capital that the northern kings established when they rebelled, okay? And so now the Lord is calling him the king of Samaria, okay? Calling him the king of Samaria, not even really referring to him as the king of Israel. And he says, "Wait a minute, is there no God in Israel that you can inquire of, so therefore you're having to go to Baal-zebub?" And that was the message that that the Lord brought to Elijah. So, verse 4, "Now therefore, thus says the Lord, you shall not come down from the bed where you have gone up, but you shall surely die." So, this is the word that the angel of the Lord brought to Elijah. And the fact that it says the angel of the Lord like this, this is not a dream. This is not a vision. This is the angel of the Lord appearing to Elijah, saying, this is the word I want you to take to the king. Okay? So Elijah departed. When the messengers returned to him, he said to them, why have you returned? So you see what's happened right here? The word of the Lord came to Elijah. Elijah gets up, and he does what? He goes and he meets the messengers. He says, arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king. He goes up, he meets them. When the messengers return, he said to them, why have you returned? This is the king saying this. Verse 6, they said to him, a man came up to meet us and said to us, go, return to the king who sent you and say to him, thus says the Lord, is it because there is no God in Israel that you're sending to inquire Baal-zebub of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore, you shall not come down from the bed where you have gone up, but shall surely die. Boy, don't you know these messengers were sitting there going, what are we going to do about this? Because here they go. The king is grievously wounded, apparently. He's sending to inquire to find out if he's going to survive this thing. They're on the way to go where the king had sent him, and all of a sudden they're intercepted by somebody else. This somebody else, a man is the way they described him, they did not know who he was. Told him, hey, go back to the king who sent you and say this. And then, the word of the Lord. Why did they go back? Would you turn back from what the king had told you to do, except for the fact, how else would somebody have known about this? The only people who would have known would have been the king and the messengers here. And so now they are actually getting the message that the king gave them, getting thrown back at them with this. Is there no God in Israel? In other words, is God not enough to answer? And it shows how God does things, because he was reminded, even these messengers right here, that he is the Most High God. And he was sending this word back to the king. They turned around and went back to the king. Verse 7 says this. So the king spoke to them. What kind of man was he who came up to meet you and spoke these words to you? See, they didn't know who he was. They didn't recognize him. They didn't know anything about him. Verse 8, they answered him, he was a hairy man with a leather girdle about his loins. And the king said, it is Elijah the Tishbite. He knew who it was by the description. Okay. Well, it makes you sort of wonder what the king's going to do next. Well, we don't have time to get into this right now, okay? We'll do it in the next episode. But you probably have heard about this next part of it, but you may not have known what the context was. You may not have known that Ahaziah had fallen through the lattice, that he had a grievous illness, and he was wondering if he's going to recover from this. The word of the Lord comes back to him and says, no, you are not going to recover. I wonder what his response is going to be. We'll see the next time. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for being with me, and I'll see you then. Goodbye.